The U.S. was in on this the whole time. Here is Caroline Glick, live in Israel this morning. Good morning, Caroline.
Hi, good morning. Glad to be on your show, Sid.
Great to have you back. You were great on TV Saturday. I watched you as the missiles were being shot down overhead. And look, you heard the whole conversation. I tweeted very early Sunday morning. I had people on like David Friedman yesterday, Alan Dershowitz. I made my case, and they all agreed. Now, you seem to be making a very similar case that Biden knew about this, was able to get the ships out there in time to knock it down. He comes off like a hero, but in the end, he actually put a lot of people in harm's way.
Yeah, like 9 million. And we have to be very clear. It's true that the United States shot down some of the missiles, but the vast majority of the missiles and the drones were shot down by Israel. This was not an American operation. It was an Israeli operation that received some assistance from the United States. I think that's very important because one of the lines that we're hearing all the time from the administration is the United States is protecting Israel. No, Israel protected itself. And it got some help from the United States and others because it ought to be in their interest to prevent a wanton assault against Israeli civilians. There was also another aspect to that U.S. position that was odd, which was that President Biden in his press release after the missile strike said that Iran had targeted military targets in Israel. While that may be true, it's also true that those missiles and drones sent 9 million Israelis into bomb shelters at 3 o'clock in the morning, including my family. And our community and our home is not a military target. Neither are the homes and communities of any of the other citizens of Israel. So the fact that, you know, the ultimate target of this or that particular missile of the hundreds that were sent over, and don't forget that an equal number, apparently, or at least over 100 ballistic missiles were actually duds, or they dropped before they were able to be intercepted because they fell short of the mark by a lot, means that this was actually an assault that was twice the size of what was shot down. It was the largest combined missile and drone assault in history, and it was carried out by Iran against Israel in an act of wanton aggression against civilian targets, not military targets. This wasn't tit for tat. And when you go back to the tweet that I wrote, you know, it feels like the Biden administration thinks that this whole thing is a game. We've lost 1,600 Israelis since October 7th, 1,200 on October 7th, and another 400 of our best young men in battle in Gaza. This is not a joke. War is hell. And every Israeli understands that today in a profound way. And it seems that the Biden administration thinks that this is a game, that this is just a round, that we can just, you know, we can balance each side against the other and essentially demand that Israel take only defensive action and no offensive action because we want to get to a diplomatic solution in all of this, as Tony Blinken said yesterday. But there is no diplomatic solution to this. This is an existential war. It's the war to annihilate the Jewish state and the Jewish people. And we see this played out not only on the ground in Israel, but in calls for death to the Jews in places like New York City.
Yep.
So, you know, this isn't a round. This isn't mowing the lawn. This isn't just bringing them down a little bit or cutting them down to size a little bit. Israel has no deterrence. If we had deterrence, we wouldn't have been invaded on October 7th, and we wouldn't have been assaulted by hundreds of missiles and drones on Saturday night by Iran for the first time in history.
Well said.
We don't want to restore deterrence.
Right.
We have to defeat them.
No, that's right. And I want to get to that, what you think Bibi will do next. But going back to what you said earlier about your family and bomb shelters, I've got a very good friend. His name is Yehuda Honigman, and he actually was a catalyst in getting me on this show live in Israel back in January from Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. And his kids woke up last night. His little daughter woke up last night yelling, screaming, and crying because she was still afraid that the bombs were going to hit. He's going to join me coming up in about 3 hours. But he also told me that there's a meme going around when you talk about this being Israel's war, not America's war. And it's a picture of Biden and Bibi. And the caption reads, "The Prime Minister of Israel and Netanyahu." In other words, in the meme, they're calling Biden the Prime Minister of Israel because he seems to be, quote-unquote, calling all the shots. I know you're not okay with that.
No, I'm not okay with that. Israel is a democracy, and I know that Senator Schumer and other prominent Democrats think that the best thing for the United States to do right now is to enact regime change in Israel. But the Israeli people don't agree. I mean, we just had a poll that came out the day before yesterday that showed that if there were elections tomorrow, the same coalition that leads Israel today, led by Netanyahu, would be in charge. The Israeli people aren't interested in ousting Netanyahu from power, no matter how much the Democrats scream and whine that that's what we want to do. The problem is they only talk to a very small minority of Israeli progressives who think like they do and maybe don't even want sovereignty. Maybe they'd prefer to have American progressives tell us what to do. But that's not who the Israeli people are, not the overwhelming majority of them. We oppose 92. Do you know that 92% of Israeli Jews oppose Palestinian statehood? 92%.
Of course. Give me a break. How many times, how many wars, how many buses have to get blown up? How many pizzerias have to get blown up? How many girls have to be raped over decades and decades and decades before these morons come to the conclusion they can't live with us? And I'll ask you this then, based on what you just said, because I'm a fierce BB supporter, a fierce supporter. As far as I'm concerned, he's got two jobs now. He has to go into Rafah. He has to eliminate the terrorists first, try to save as many hostages as possible, assuming they're alive, by the way, but eliminate the terrorists first. And also, he needs to pay back Iran. What are your thoughts on what I feel?
I agree with you. Again, this isn't about getting to an agreement. There is no diplomatic solution here. These people want all of us dead. You can't negotiate with people who want you all dead. You can only defeat them. And that's something that a lot of people have a really hard time, apparently many of them populate the Biden administration, understanding. They cannot understand that this is a real war. It is a war for the survival of the Jewish state. And that is why compromise is impossible. You know, we curtailed our operations now for 12 weeks in Gaza, hoping to reach a deal with Hamas. And at the end of the day, the offer that was on the table was 40 hostages, live hostages freed in exchange for, I think, a 6-week ceasefire and a lot of terrorists freed from jails, including murderers. Okay. And Hamas came back after 12 weeks of hemming and hawing and not giving a proper answer or any answer and said, well, you know, we don't actually have 40 hostages who are alive to hand over. We have less than 20. How many less than 20? Significantly less than 20. Mm-hmm. So what they're saying is that the hostages are dead. We killed them. And we've been yanking at your leash for the past 12 weeks, and we've been able to do it because the Biden administration has insisted that you stand down and give negotiations a chance, so that the Biden administration took away all of Israel's leverage, including military leverage, by demanding an immediate ceasefire, and Hamas used it in order to do what they do, which is kill Jews, which is lie, which is torture people, which is to be sadistic to the families of the hostages, and they're going to get away with it? Mm. No, sir. You know, we just had a letter written to the Attorney General of Israel by dozens and dozens of families of hostages demanding that she give Netanyahu a breather and that she support him, because the most important thing to do is to allow him to fight the war to victory and to free the hostages. And I think it's because more and more of them are understanding that the only way they will ever get their loved ones back, dead or alive, is if we annihilate these people, if we annihilate them.
Agreed. And they have the nerve, as you wrap this up on the news, they're still talking about 130 hostages. I mean, look, I have sat on more than one occasion face to face with Rebecca Goldberg. I love her. And I want nothing more than for her son Hirsch to come home. But as far as I'm concerned, if I really look into this, outside of a couple of young teenage girls who I believe they sold into sex slavery or they're raping them themselves, I think everybody else is dead. And when I say that, I come off insensitive, but I felt that way for months. And yet, all these negotiations are in and around people that, God rest their souls, maybe, probably, are dead.
The most important thing to understand is that we're dealing with the most evil, sadistic, barbaric people we've ever seen. They were unimaginable until October 7th, even for Israelis who have suffered through 30 years of suicide bombings at the hands of Hamas terrorists. What they did on October 7th exposed a level of depravity and sadism and hatred that we've never imagined before. And the idea that these people are going to be credible negotiators is insane. And that insanity was exposed last week when they came back and said what they said at the negotiating table regarding the hostages. And if people didn't understand, and I don't know how anybody could possibly have not understood, just exactly what the nature is of these people beforehand, after they came back and said that at the negotiating table, it has to be clear there is no deal to make. There is no negotiated solution to this. There is no diplomatic solution to this. This is a military problem that requires a military solution. And the only military solution that will secure Israel into the future is total victory.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen New Bridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen New Bridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment, or newbridgehealth.org.
One more thing in the final 60 seconds. The corner of my eye, I'm watching somebody on Fox News. I don't know his name, but he said, and he's saying right now, Israeli attack on Iran may be imminent. His name is Mike Sorrell. He's the Everyday Warrior host. Israeli attack on Iran may be imminent. Have you heard that?
Yeah, it was on the news last night. I mean, we'll just have to wait and see. We're not privy to that information, and you know, we have to fight this to win it, because we're in a fight. We're not in a game, contrary to what the Biden administration apparently thinks.
Well, let me ask you this, then, because as far as I'm concerned, Biden has never been pro-Israel, dating back to his days with Menachem Begin. He doesn't care. He wants votes in Michigan. He wants oil to be cheap. He doesn't care how many Israelis die. So the question is, because you say ignore him, can you win this? You know, can the Israelis, can we win a war in the north, remove the rest of the terrorists in the south, and maybe fight Iran, too, without the help of the United States?
Well, we'll have to see. But we don't have any choice. So I certainly hope the answer is yes.
All right.
Because
Carolyn,
if we don't get that support, we're still going to have to fight.
Yeah. I think you're great. I think you're brave and brilliant. Your work is tremendous. And I don't get you on often, but every time I do, you're better than the last time. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Stay safe, okay? All right, take care. That is Caroline Glick, who, of course, works alongside my good buddy Alex Trayman, JNS.org. I tell you folks every morning, you got to believe me, no one's been more on top of this Israel situation than me. If you want the news, the best news about Israel, whether it's Hamas, Iran, Netanyahu, all of it, JNS.org.